As we were all discussing yesterday in church about the resurrection on Easter Sunday, I was teaching my Sunday school class a story that probably many of you were teaching or hearing taught, and that was about the time when Mary Magdalene came to the garden and noticed that the body of Jesus was not there. Now, Mary Magdalene was praised by the Lord. Just a few days before, she had anointed his feet with expensive perfume, and his disciples said, "Why is she wasting all this money?" And he said, "She's doing this for my burial." In other words, this woman believes what I've been saying, and she knows that I'm going to die. She had more faith about that than even his 12 disciples. But he also told them many times, "I'm going to rise again after 3 days." She didn't have that much faith. When she went to the tomb and saw that it was empty, it was not an excitement that, oh, Jesus has risen from the dead. It was a sadness. Immediately she thought someone had come and stolen his body, and what had they done to it? So she's crying in the garden and he appears to her. I think it's very interesting. She had spent a lot of time with the Lord just recently, earlier that week. And when she saw him, she did not recognize him according to what she saw. He then said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" Or, "Miss, why are you sad?" And she did not recognize him according to his voice that she had heard many times. Then he said to her, "Mary." He called her by her name. She recognized him then. It was something that was very personal between the two of them. He called her by her name. The next story in the Bible is about two of Jesus' followers walking back from Jerusalem, very sad because Jesus had died. All of a sudden, he appears with them and he walks with them on the road. Now, they obviously had known him before, so they did not recognize him as he was walking with them and teaching them scripture. They did not recognize him as he was talking with them. And then he said, "I'm going to go." And they said, "No, come and have dinner with us." And then he broke bread with them. And then he disappeared. That's when they recognized him, when he broke bread. So it was a personal situation in that immediately they remembered something that he had done with them before. Why I highlight these two stories, I think they're both very interesting, is because sometimes in our life we go through dry periods where we don't feel close to the Lord. Now, this could be on our part. Maybe we're not in the Word of God. Maybe we're not close to Him like we should be. Maybe we're not praying. Or it could be times when there's just a spiritual dryness. Maybe you've been going through a trial, or maybe your mind is not thinking so clearly. It could even be physical. Maybe your hormones are raging or off and you just don't feel anything. And you just don't recognize. Sometimes these times can get very serious to the point where you wonder, is there even a God? Is Jesus truly real? And I want to encourage you, first of all, ladies, God is big enough and loves us enough that He is not angry with our times of doubt. He knows what it was like to be human. He remembers our frame and He remembers that we're dust. And He is not angry when we go through times that we're just unsure. But we want to get back to the time when we were very close to the Lord, that just thinking about Him brought tears to our eyes. In the two stories that I mentioned today, the times when Jesus' closest followers recognized who He was again after He'd been away from them for a while, a few days, was when he personally did something with them that they had experienced one-on-one with Jesus before. Sometimes we can sit through weeks and weeks of listening to the Bible being taught at church. We could listen to preachers on podcasts. We can even read our Bibles for ourselves and not feel like that is keeping us close to the Lord. I know you've had times like that. I have had times like that. And sometimes it makes you feel guilty. You think, I'm sitting here, I'm raising my kids to serve the Lord. I have them in a Christian school. I'm in church all the time. I'm teaching Sunday school. And I'm just not feeling this. I don't feel anything toward the Lord. I don't feel this closeness. Doubts are starting to creep in. Have I chosen the right path with my life? I think the Lord is okay with that. But what I suggest is we go back to a time when we personally were touched by the Lord, when he personally said our name. For me, the biggest transforming time of my life when I was a sophomore in high school, God drew me to him all year. I had kind of gotten away from the Lord for a few years, and he was drawing me back to him. And I remember surrendering to him on Monday night of a youth revival, but I knew ahead of time I was going to, no matter what the preacher said. And I went forward and I gave my whole life to him. And it was such a sweet and precious time to me. And I just felt like I would do anything for you. And Jesus met me personally at that time of my life. Lady, what was it for you? Friend, when was that time for you that you can hardly describe it, because Jesus was so very real. I remember a night my senior year of high school that I was praying and kneeling on the floor in my bedroom. I'm sorry, a senior year of college. I was 22. And I almost felt like I could touch Jesus. He came and he was in that room with me. And it was such a sweet experience. And I know he's with us all the time. But I'm saying today, get back to a time when Jesus did something personally and the two of you had a sweet time together. If we're working with the Lord, if we're getting direct answers to our prayers, maybe even prayers that no one else knows we're praying, we aren't lacking in our faith at those times. We aren't kind of dropping off and wondering, is this even real? When we are interacting with the Lord and he's answering our prayers and he's using us in the lives of others, those are not spiritually dry times. So do like Mary Magdalene, do like the disciples. Get with Jesus long enough in daily devotions and talking with him and being with him in prayer until you connect in a way that's just personal with the two of you, and you're getting your personal answer to prayer. Maybe he's using you to see someone saved. Get back into the yoke with the Lord. And that is the surest way to get out of a dry spell, to get past those times when maybe your faith starts to lag. Get in the yoke with Jesus where it's personally the two of you. And it's not just that you're one of the Christians in the church that's hearing a sermon or one of the Christians in this world that God loves, but personally, he's calling your name. Personally, he's breaking bread with you. That is when your spirit is revived and revival comes to your life. And we need personal revival often. A lot. So when you're having those dry spells and they do come, analyze, what can I do to get back to being in the yoke with the Lord where he's personally using me in my life, where he's personally answering my prayers one-on-one. Just an encouragement to you today. I hope that we walk in love. We love God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.